morning, you guys. Welcome back. Matt here with Zero Carb Journal, episode 86. I hope you can hear me. It's pretty windy out here. But I'm going to try anyways because it's awfully nice. It's a really warm breeze and a lovely early August day here. So, how are you guys? Did you have a good week? Did you do good? Stay the course? Make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a great week. It was it was busy again, too busy, and generally too much work still, but I think that's a good thing, so I'm not going to complain. But yeah, I had a great week. You guys are going to laugh. Last Sunday, when I got done with you guys, I was so excited. I'd been so planning on leaving and doing stuff for so long. I knew I wasn't ready. I knew I had that boat to build this week, but I just couldn't stand it anymore. I loaded up my car, and I thought I was going to go camping for a couple days. I was going to go find a little surf, and I knew I didn't start on my boat till Wednesday. So I loaded up my car, and I drove down the hill, and there was great surf right at the bottom of my road. And so I stopped there and surfed all day. It was glorious, beautiful. I had a great day, and then I was tired, so I came straight back home. And then I woke up Monday morning, and I got a call from one of my other customers, and I went into another boat shop. And so I ended up working all week, and I ended up packing for traveling and driving about 2 miles. And it was, I laughed. I thought it was funny. I laughed at myself. And so here I am. And I've had a great week. I wrapped up all of my current commitments. I have nothing on my calendar. That isn't exactly true. My customers are going to need me, and they've let me know that. So I can't go very far. I know they're going to need me definitely by next month, but probably a little bit this month too. The good news is they're all really busy, and they've all overbooked themselves for the next year, so I'm pretty well, unless I screw up real bad, I'm guaranteed of work for the next year anyways. But I think it changes my plans. I'm probably not doing a whole lot of real far traveling because it looks like fall's going to be busy as well. And that's okay. As you guys know, it's been a long time of hard work for me to get here to where I'm just financially, at least not way behind, trying to play catch up. And, well, you know, make hay while the sun shines. If I can get some good work contracts now, I can really set myself up. So anyways, I'm looking forward to some time off here, which, as you guys know, and it's just, that whole rant was really just saying it's changed a little bit, the nature of what that time off's going to look like. I was, last year, I didn't have any work from, any boat work, excuse me, from like July to January, I guess. And that's kind of been a pretty normal schedule. Most of them get fairly slow and don't need me much in the fall. But it looks like that's going to change. Anyways, I won't spend too much time there. Just wanted to let you know that I did finally, after months of trying, clear my schedule, and I now have a clear schedule for the next at least few weeks, so I'm really excited. It feels awesome. I'm exhausted, too. I had a great week. I worked hard at a few different boat shops, built a whole boat, wired a whole boat. They built it. And then Friday night, I actually met up with one of the fellows from one of the boat shops. We'd been talking, and we went for a mountain bike ride. And that was Friday evening, and that was really out of character for me to exercise late in the evening. So I woke up Saturday pretty worn out yesterday. But my friend was playing a little concert out at a little cove, and so I got on my surfboard and paddled a mile down the coast. It was just a glorious day. It was 75 and the water was dead glass. So I was just paddling through the kelp beds and did some diving, some free diving and around in the kelp, and saw my friend's band play and saw a bunch of friends out there. It was really cool. So wore myself out is what I did, is what I'm trying to say. I ended up coming home last night and crashing out early and woke up this morning feeling exhausted. So I am worn out. So I'm going to rest. My plan for the week is to rest up for today, I think, and not do anything too extreme, but I'm going to get my van loaded up again the rest of the way, and I'm going to go do some camping this week. I'm not going to go real far. I don't think it's going to be real exciting, but I am just going to get away from here and try and go ride my mountain bike, maybe spend some time in the mountains. So we'll see. I'm definitely going to get away from here, though. So hopefully next week's podcast, I'll be somewhere else. But anyways, let's talk about food. How'd you guys do zero carb this week? Did you try anything new? Have some learning experiences? What did I do? I had a pretty standard week. I was cruising towards trying to get my freezer empty and getting ready to go pick up my beef and lamb from the butcher. And so I did that. I just kind of have been eating the ribs and stuff out of the bottom of my freezer. And so most of this week, I just continued to eat what I had been eating last week, which was my frozen brisket and smoked ribs and a little bit of ribeye. But Friday, I think, maybe Thursday, I picked up my beef and lamb from the butcher. And so I now have full freezers. And yesterday afternoon was my first meal. So I had my first meal of homegrown beef yesterday. I'll tell you, it takes some getting used to. It's so gamey compared to the store-bought meat. And I don't say that with any negativity. I just don't know how else to describe the flavor. It's beefy, but it's definitely got a more flavor. And part of that is the breed of my cows. Dexter cows are a smaller breed. They're a little leaner probably than a big Angus or whatever. And they are a bit, like I said, I don't know how to describe it other than gamey. That doesn't do it justice. It isn't a bad taste. It's just a little bit different than the store-bought for sure. So yesterday I had my first meal, and like I said, it always takes a little getting used to. I remember that from the last few times now. I've been through this a couple times, and it always takes a bit of adapting, but I do. I find I really like it as time goes on, and it wasn't bad. It certainly made me feel great. I had a great movement this morning. No offense. Sorry to bring that up. But yeah, I'm just doing good, and I'm really excited to get back on my store-bought or my homegrown beef and away from the commercially raised beef. Now, I've been eating quite a bit of bacon these last months or so. As I told you last week, it hasn't really seemed to drag me down too much. Just has a couple little implications, but they're all worth it to me. And so I think, I'm not sure if I'm going to stay totally pure, 100% homegrown beef for this time. I may make bacon a part of that mix. It's hard to say. I guess a lot of it depends on how much fat I feel like I'm getting or if I need more. My burgers seem pretty darn fatty. They made a mess of the grill. They eat a little drier than the store-bought, but they cooked really fatty. So I'm wondering, I don't know if it's the nature of the fat or whatever, but they seem like they're probably 80-20-ish at least. So I'm pleased with that, and I feel great. And as far as what I'm going to eat for the next 6 months, it looks like it's pretty well decided. My hanging weight was 700 pounds for the beef and only 100 pounds of lamb. So that probably equates to about half that when it's ground, because you lose all the bone. So I think I have probably somewhere around 400 pounds of beef in there, which should last me most of the way, well, halfway through the year. So I guess we'll see. So anyways, there's that. That feels great. So I'm feeling awesome, you guys. Summer is, you know, we're still just starting August. My firewood's up. My beef is in the fridge, in the freezer. And I'm looking at a great next few weeks of doing some recreating. Got some work cut out for me in the fall. I'm going to do a little restructuring around here. And so I've got, you know, can't go too far. So I don't know if I'm going to get on a plane or not. We'll see. I still want to do that as a challenge. So I may try and fit in a shorter trip, a couple weeks sometime this fall, if I can figure out how to make that happen. We'll see. But yeah, so there's that. And Let's see. Do I have anything else to share with you guys this week? Not much. Oh, I do. I actually have something great to share with you guys. So I have another success story. So one of the friends I was working with this week is someone who I've talked about in the past. He's my dear friend who I build boats with, who has also struggled with some health issues. I've talked to him before. His wife has Crohn's, and he has had candida since he was 15. Very, very severe case, along with some other digestive stuff, which he thinks might be associated with that. But he's tried everything over the years to get rid of it. And about a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago, he came over, and we had a good hangout, and we talked a lot about what I was doing. And he did. He gave Zero Carb a real solid effort, as strict as could be. And what he's found is that we haven't had a lot of catch-up talk, and he's a pretty reserved guy, so I don't get all of the details. But from my impressions of what he's done over the last year and a half or 2 years since we've had that conversation is he's gone strict zero carb, he's gone back to not so strict, back to like a keto, found out that there were things that were really bothering him, come back to strict zero carb, and now he's in that great space that many of us sort of medium term or you know, getting to be longer term or zero carb find, where you've had that experience of going back and forth a few times and really starting to identify, you know, what different foods do to you, you know, whether the compromise is worth it, how you know, like for me now, I'm eating bacon and it does come with some ramifications, but the compromise is worth it. So, you know, everyone sort of goes through those stages. And man, it was so great to hear his experience. We spent his guys work 4/10s and then he'll work Friday. So I went in there with Friday. So it was just the two of us. So we got to catch up. And you guys, he's had candida. I mean, it was so bad that his nails would be like an eighth inch thick, a quarter inch thick, just yellow and cracked in his skin. He would come to work every day with his hands totally taped up because his hands were just cracking, deep crack cuts, bad bleeding, you know, all for his whole life. He's just about my age. And he tried zero carb strictly, and that was not enough. It made it a lot better, but he still had candida. But combining zero carb with a really powerful, he's tried all the different over-the-counter stuff, he's tried some different prescription stuff, but he finally got a prescription. He took it for a year. I think it was pretty powerful. But the combination of the prescription for a year and zero carb has completely wiped out his candida. I mean, it is a life-changing experience, and I am so happy to have been a part of that. So it was really interesting to talk to him about that. Now, what he's found is that, as we know, it's that candida never goes all the way away. So that prescription didn't kill it. It didn't wipe it out. But the combination of the prescription and the zero carb allowed him to get all the way into remission to where he's actually healed. And he says he feels it over, you know, he just feels so much better overall because his body's not, his immune system isn't, you know, keyed up, fighting all that stuff. But what he's found is that since then, he's done with his prescription by a long time, you know, after 6 months or so ago. So he's been just managing with zero carb, and he's had a couple slip-ups. Once he drank beer, he said, and once he was on vacation in Hawaii and had some Mai Tais or something. And in both cases, 5 days later, he started to get the small rings, and the skin completely flaked off, and he lost all the skin on his hands. And he got real concerned, obviously, because he didn't have any more of the prescription and concerned that it was coming back and he was going out of remission. But he said he would go back to a strict, real strict zero carb and he could get back to full remission. And when he's in normal life, he's actually eating sort of a pretty low carb keto. He eats some almond flour and things like that. They don't make him feel bad. They make him feel better. And so he just goes all the way strict zero carb. When he's made those mistakes, gets back to remission, and then as long as he avoids sugar, I asked him what he thought it was, and he says, for sure, it's sugar in my food. Fructose is the worst, it seems like. Beer is just as bad, if not worse, than anything else. But anything sweet, and he starts to go back the other direction. So Man, you guys, that was unreal to see his white fingernails after knowing, the whole time I've known him, he's just had these, you know, really badly affected hands with candida, you know, a very, very severe case, and feet as well. So, man, that just made my whole day. And he looks awesome. He's totally weight appropriate and height weight and fit. And talks about it. And we were having a great conversation about how he was empathizing with the people at his gym who are struggling. You know, with their, they work so hard and they have their shakes and this and that. But it seems like so much work and it's such a struggle for them to maintain. And my friend now has been at this for long enough to realize what I realized and commented on last week, that it's just effortless. And Robin, thank you for your comment. Yeah, it is so incredible, isn't it, to have found this place where we can effortlessly maintain our fitness and health. It's without having to sacrifice or work. And he has said the same thing. I go, I know, it's so crazy, and how it isn't restrictive, even though it sounds so restrictive. And he just completely, you know, concurred. And so, like most of us who have this experience, you know, finding that eating the right way is actually, you know, much easier. And I don't know, it just, to me, it just really goes to illustrate how off base our normal diets are, the standard American diet, and how truly addicted those foods make us, to where we can't even fathom, you know, the idea of going without. And that the challenges for people who incorporate those foods, even in small amounts, into their otherwise healthy diets, the challenge that they have to maintain those foods at a, you know, at a low level, because they're just insidious. They just want to sneak in. They want to take over. They'll dominate your brain and make you feel like you need to eat that stuff all the time. But as soon as you're away from it, it just becomes simple. So, really cool to hear his experience and you know that he had very similar experience to mine in that regard, and to see him healthy again. And he let me know that his wife too was been doing the best she'd ever done as she goes down her path. I think she's a little more reserved, and he says she has a little bit harder time staying strict to her programs and stuff. Now she has Crohn's, and I think it's much more severe than mine. But he says her medication is way down, and her episodes of, you know, her symptoms are way down, and she's managing better than she ever has. She's had this disease as well for 20 years or so, and he says that she's doing the best she's ever done. Now, she's not zero carb, I don't think, but she's definitely learning from all of, you know, his experiences. I think he said she was, you know, had been pure keto for a while now and was definitely doing way better with a lot less carbs. So it just makes me so happy that people are starting to wake up to what those foods do to us and the costs they come with, and that there is an alternative. So anyways, that was great. Made me very, very, very happy, and again gave me that, you know, that that feeling that all of this, the difficulties that I've had and all the work I've put in, that it's all worth it. Because I can see in some of my friends positive changes. So really made my day. So I'm feeling great about that, you guys. And I'm feeling pretty good about everything, except I'm exhausted and really sore. Totally beat myself up. The boat I was working on was real... it was a really bad one that I was crawling and laying and twisting, and, you know, building metal boats isn't much fun. So I'm going to rest and just be super stoked on the day. And then I'm going to jump in my car and hopefully give you guys some updates from the road, because I'd like to get out and get away for a little bit. We'll see. I'm sure going to try. Doesn't really matter. One of the things I realize is that this life I've created for myself up here in my little shack, you know, it's really what I was looking for every time I would go somewhere in my car and go camping. So I'm kind of already doing it. So I don't really need to go anywhere to experience, you know, life the way I like to live it. But a change of scenery is good. So I'm gonna mix things up a little bit. Anyways, that's enough for today, you guys. I hope you're having a great day. Hope you have a really, really good week. Hope you stay the course. Hope you make a bunch of progress. And let's keep at it, you guys. I know we're making a difference here. We're definitely showing some other people what's possible. And I think as time goes on, this is going to have an impact. Not this, me. I just mean overall, all of us who have learned this way of eating and how beneficial it can be for us. Setting an example for what's possible. Because, you know, it's one of the biggest holdups, right? Or, you know, the most pushback we get to this diet is that people don't have anyone to, any examples to point towards other than traditional indigenous peoples. And I do think that if we had more examples of healthy people who had been eating this way with longevity, that, well, you know what I'm trying to say. Oh, well, you guys, I better get going and get woke, more awake so I can talk. But, excuse me, I can't thank you guys enough. As always, you guys, your comments, your support, your support and comments. it just means so much to me, and you've made such a difference in my life. So thank you, thank you, thank you. This whole journal journey has been excellent for me, and sometimes I wake up and I don't really feel like doing it, but you know, every time I do, I'm always so glad I did. And even during the week when I'm thinking about it as something on my list to do, I recognize how much improvement I've, you know, gained through this process of just journaling. So I'll keep it up. And thank you guys so much, as always, for listening and watching. I'll check in with you next week, and we'll see where we are. All right, you guys, have a great week. See you soon. Thank you.